The Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Missouri State University's Moon City Press recently published the book Springfield's Urban Histories, Essays on the Queen City of the Missouri Ozarks. The book is the basis of a panel discussion to be held at 7 p.m. April 8th in Carrington Hall, Room 208. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Dr. James Bomlin is a professor of English, and he joins me today.
Steve McIntyre in the Department of History approached Moon City Press, which is an academic small press published within the College of Arts and Letters, with a project that we could not refuse. It was right in our publications area, which is Ozarks History and Culture. He had gathered together a collection of essays on the diversity of the histories of Springfield, representing the various groups, various economic organizations, entertainment, religion, social scene, politics, education, the Civil War and Reconstruction, the kinds of stories that belong specifically to urban Springfield. And we were very pleased to be able to put together this book and to make it available to the public. Springfield's Urban Histories is the only book that I'm aware of that concentrates on Springfield as a city and its rich and diverse history. When we think of Springfield, we usually think of it as being in the Ozarks and therefore as being in some ways subsumed within Ozarks culture, which we tend to think of as primarily rural, as being tied to folk arts and folk culture. And that's fair enough to the extent that Springfield is the queen city of the Ozarks, or at least historically so. But Springfield is a city. Springfield has uniquely urban histories and interests, and those histories hadn't been told.
Bomlin said the panel discussion will focus on essays dealing with diversity.
Well, we're very fortunate to have Dr. Ken Coopwood, who's Vice President for Diversity and Inclusion, to be the moderator. The panelists are going to be addressing the topics that they had written about in this book, Springfield Urban Histories. So topics that will be covered will include the history of lesbian, gay, transgendered culture in Springfield, African-American culture, the history of unionism in this town. People have largely forgotten the fact that Springfield, Missouri, at one time was one of the strongest union towns in the country. Now, that has changed recently with demographics, but we shouldn't forget that history of trade unionism that was very important at one time for the growth of Springfield. So when we think of Springfield, we have to think of it economically, we have to think of it socially, we have to think of it politically, educationally, religiously as well. To go from the panel back to our book, we do have a chapter on the founding of Evangel College. We have a chapter on the development of the entertainment industry as focused in Springfield. So we believed that the book had as its aim the telling of all of Springfield history, and the panel is a reflection of that, specifically with the idea that Springfield can't be put in one box. There are multiple stories that need to be told in Springfield, and if we don't tell it, it won't get told. And the panel is a celebration of that diversity and also a recognition of the fact that we still have conversations to have. We have a long way to go to reach the second step in that panel, the second word, which is inclusion. We can acknowledge the diversity of Springfield. We have yet, I believe, not just as a community, but I think as a nation, to achieve that higher goal, which is to celebrate everyone's history. And that, of course, is the essence of inclusion.
The panelists represent a broad range of expertise.
People on April 8th should, of course, come to this panel because it will be a wonderful panel with some wonderful people, Holly Baggett and Stephen McIntyre and David Richards and Richard Schur. Actually, it includes a faculty member from Drury, as well as two historians from MSU and the curator of special collections. So the panel itself is diverse and inclusive.
Springfield's Hidden History, a panel discussion, will begin at 7 p.m. April 8th in Carrington Hall, Room 208. Dr. James Baumlin is a professor of English, and I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.